Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and very happy to welcome back here to the studio. Joe Sullivan is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for being back here, Joe.
Thank you, Michelle. It's good to be back.
And I like your haircut. You look very snazzy.
I did. I had to get rid of that hair.
All of the hairs got cut, not just one. Very
yes.
Good. And also, new to the program, we have Alexa Wall. Alexa is the board chair for Sonoma County Growers Alliance. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. And then we also have another new guest, Zach Monday. He is, and I love this title, this is pretty amazing, the Chief Love Officer at Mercy Wellness. Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me in.
That's an incredible title. So we're going to have to find out a little bit later how you live up to that title, but it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I'm jealous. That's an awesome title. What the heck?
We're going to have to find out the story behind that. If you have any questions about the things that you hear during the program today, or if you would like to ask some questions or suggest some topics for future shows, the best way to reach out to Mercy Wellness is, one, either to go to their shop in Cotati, or you can send an email, canahelpyou, that's C-A-N-N-A, help you, Y-O-U, at mercywellness.com. Canahelpyou at mercywellness.com. You can also visit their website at mercywellness.com. So today we want to talk a little bit about the situation for growers in Sonoma County. So that's why we brought in Alexa. So can you give us sort of an update? What's the current situation like right now?
Yeah, totally. Well, again, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's honestly been a pretty rough past 2 years for this industry. I mean, we knew it would be hard and a long process to get permitted, but I don't think anyone knew that it would be this long and this tough. You know, I'm going through the permit process myself, and it's been 19 months now that we have been in the permitting process.
That seems like a really long time.
It's a really long time, especially when the county over and over again said that the CUP process was only a 6 to 12 month process.
Wow.
And over and over in public hearings they said that, and so a lot of people made a lot of investments and business decisions based on trusting their government, and it hasn't quite worked out for all of us. So the numbers are low. There's not a lot of applicants here in Sonoma County currently. I would say maybe around 130 or so are in the permitting process across the board in both PRMD and the Ag Department.
What is PRMD? It's
PRMD, or now known as Permit Sonoma. It is the permitting department for the County of Sonoma.
Okay.
So they issue pretty much all of the permits, except for if it's a small outdoor permit, then it goes through the Ag Department.
Okay.
And the Ag Department has been wonderful to work with. They've been processing permits very quickly. I think they have 20 to 30 permits that they have issued, whereas Permit Sonoma has issued zero outdoor permits. So it's been slow.
Wow.
Yes. I am happy to announce that we do have our first hearing for an outdoor cultivation in the larger size, and that's going to be on April 11th.
Okay.
So that'll be a big date. We need the industry support to show up at the Board of Supervisors. It's a zoning hearing.
Okay.
And fingers crossed that this goes well.
Would it help if people besides, you know, your immediate industry show up with support or with comments?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a great point, because there's a lot of businesses outside of the cannabis industry here in Sonoma County that are actually suffering due to the loss of our industry here. Restaurants are seeing a decline in cash. You have garden stores. A lot of just your general businesses, the sales are down. And so it's affecting a lot of people, not just the farmers.
Yeah, we heard in a previous show, Dr. Robert Eiler talked about the study that he did with Terry Garrett from Mercy Wellness about the economic impact of marijuana in Sonoma County. And it is huge. And it significantly is different since legalization happens, since the permitting has slowed everything down. So I can see how that would, you know, the trickle effect that it affects everyone else when there's not that kind of economic impact anymore.
Yep. And it's hard right now because we also had the fires go on. So it's kind of the loss of the cannabis industry is getting bundled into the claims of, you know, it's just fire related. But when you had an industry, I mean, in 2015, when Sonoma County Growers Alliance was formed, we had a bustling industry here in Sonoma County. And I'm sure Mercy can speak to that. I mean, their shelves were probably full with products from farmers here in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And now it's just quite the opposite. You know, we used to have thousands of farmers. And now, you know, I just don't really know where they're at.
So we don't know where they've gone or whether they've just stopped.
Yeah. I mean, the county is
below the radar, maybe.
Yeah, but I would say a little mix of everything. Okay. You know, the county code enforcement has gone out and shut down some operations. There's a lot of people who, you know, maybe made a smarter decision at this point to kind of stay under the radar and wait and see what happens. And I hate saying that because I support, you know, legalization and I want this to be an industry above table. But just seeing what it's done to a lot of people and knowing, you know, I have friends who are selling, moving, you know, they just can't stay here anymore.
Right.
Sad. And they're great farmers and they produce amazing products, you know, and that's what Sonoma County was known for, was our craft cannabis. And I just, now we're known for that county that's taking forever to process permits.
How do we compare to other counties?
You know, that's a good question. It just depends. You know, up in Humboldt and Mendocino, they've processed thousands, if not hundreds, of permits.
Okay.
So they're definitely much further along in the permitting process. Here in Sonoma County, zero CUPs have been issued for outdoor. You look down in Santa Barbara, you see acres and acres of greenhouses because they just approach their ordinance a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Sonoma County, they made it really restrictive on the zones that you're able to grow in. So there's just not much land left when it's all said and done.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So what has been the biggest struggle for Sonoma County operators through this process? Why is there such a delay in this all whole thing?
You know, that's the million-dollar question right there. I ask that quite often, you know, especially when I'm engaging with the county, and I get a lot of different responses from them as far as, you know, staffing or the kind of controversy that surrounds cannabis, or, you know, there's CEQA, the Environmental Quality Act, has a lot of issues that can, you know, be raised during the permitting process for operators. So it's a little bit of a mix of everything, but I think the two biggest issues, if I had to, you know, point them out, call them by name, would be one, just the inability for the permitting department to effectively and efficiently process permits. It's taking too long, and I'm hearing this across other industries as well. It's not just for Sonoma County. I mean, I talked to someone the other day, she was opened a bakery, and it took her 3 years to open her bakery. It's just insane.
Wow.
So I think the permitting department really needs to look, have an internal review and see what's going on. Why is this taking so long? What's the holdup here? You know, So I would say the permitting department, and then also just NIMBYs and the public perception that cannabis is evil. And I think there's a lot of people who think we're going to be using really harmful chemicals and suddenly the county is just going to be sprayed with pesticides. And, you know, the cannabis industry testing standards are extremely strict. I mean, down to the parts per billion. And so you're not going to find dirty cannabis in the legal market, and you're not going to find a legal cannabis operator dumping nutrients and pesticides into their lake. I mean, that's just not going to happen, and they're going to get caught. So I think there just needs to be a little bit more education so the community feels comfortable with having a permitted cannabis grow, you know, in their neighborhoods, and what does that mean, and making sure they're comfortable. Just is a lot of miseducation out there.
Right,
so,
right. Mm-hmm. What about in that not in my backyard sort of mindset? What about the smell of an outdoor grow? What can you address?
Smell is the
that?
Number one issue. I mean, okay. That's what a lot of the smell and safety. You know, as we all kind of know, Sonoma County was riddled with some crimes that happened and some murders that were related to cannabis, whether it was, you know, illegal, it was most likely illicit trades, you know, bad deals gone wrong or whatever the situation was. And those kind of get portrayed as just all cannabis is like that.
Right.
All cannabis comes with these scary possibilities. And so, yeah, NIMBY is, you know, I hear these people, they stand up there at the Board of Supervisors and they say, I'm okay with cannabis, but just not right here.
Right.
And that is the definition of, you know, not in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And so smell's been a big issue. And, you know,
is there any way to mitigate that? Are there things that we could do?
For outdoor gardens?
Not really.
Not so much.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, obviously, placement, you know, can help. But really,
sure.
you know, you're just in nature. There's not much. Right. When you're in greenhouses, of course, you know, you can mitigate. But we have to take a step back and look at our county. We're Sonoma County. We are known for agriculture. I mean, sure, the Sonoma aroma exactly is like, that's famous. That's what we're known for.
Right, right.
So we already smell like poop, you know. What's another little stink to it every now and then, you know?
Sure, yeah. And that's an interesting aspect of it as well, the not in my backyard, because I was just actually talking with one of our council members, Ernesto Olivares, about dispensaries and, you know, the permitting process for those. This is a little bit off topic, but still sort of that same mm-hmm. idea. And he said, we have to re-educate the public to know that dispensaries are heavily permitted. They are very secure. No consumption is happening on site. If any of those things weren't in place, they would not be around. So they have to follow these rules. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was thinking about it after I had a conversation with him. I would much rather have a dispensary in my neighborhood than a bar.
Totally, absolutely. I mean, I'm hearing that dispensaries are actually helping the police because they have cameras and they have, right, you know, these extra security, so they can kind of catch other things that are going on across the parking lot that may not even be related to the dispensary, you know? So, yeah, absolutely. It's just trying to educate the public that regulated does mean greater public safety.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great conversation. And what is the day that people could show up in support at the meeting?
It's April 11th.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So April 11th at 2:40, the agenda item will be heard. Okay. And it's for, the first conditional use permit for an outdoor cultivation here in Sonoma County. So fingers crossed.
Exactly. Right. Fingers crossed. Awesome. That is Alexa Wall. Alexa is the board chair for Sonoma County Growers Alliance. And do you have a website where people can learn more about Sonoma County Growers Alliance?
Absolutely. It's scgalliance.com, or you can send us an email, info@scgalliance.com.
Okay.
We're always looking for new members.
Sure.
We need the support right now more than ever.
Yeah.
We got to fight out there.
There you go.
Thank you, Alexa.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back. You are listening to Can I Help You? This is a cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness, and we will be right back on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the country. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text FORK to 246810. That's FORK to 246810. 810. Fork to 246810.
It's paradise. Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself.
Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, we have Joe Sullivan. He is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. We've also got Zach Monday, the chief love officer of Mercy Wellness, which is going to be fun to figure out what the heck is that. Felicia's hanging out and she's in the background. But we are very excited to welcome our next guest on air with Mercy Wellness to talk about a product line. It's Curvana, and our guest is Allison Lavera. Thanks so much for joining us. Hi, Allison.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, guys.
How's it going? This is Joe. Allison, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I wanted to just start, you know, we've carried Curvana on the shelf now for about 3 years, and I wanted to start with you telling us a little bit about Curvana, the brand, and the products that you guys, that you make.
Absolutely. So Curvana is the number one premium vape pen brand in California. It's also the leading cannabis lifestyle brand. You know, we were founded about, 5 years ago back in 2014 when our CEO and founder really saw the opportunity to create a high-quality vape pen, to create a vape pen that gave an experience that was very true to strain and preserved the integrity of the flower, of the plant. So, you know, through some scientific discovery and technological innovation, he was actually able to create this really incredible vape pen product that we have today. So, you know, over the past 5 years, we've, through a lot of R&D and different, you know, innovations, we'd be able to optimize and improve the cannabis vape experience to have what we have out on your shelves today. So we have three lines of vape pens currently, over 70 products out there, and including our flagship Ascend line, which is what we're best known for. It's our high-potency line of true-to-strain vape pens.
That's fantastic. Now, in the spirit of innovation, what are you guys working on that's new and exciting this year?
We actually are about to have our biggest product release to date. It's going to hit markets in April and May throughout California and include some pretty major updates to our brand. So, you know, I can tell you a couple of things we've got coming out soon that we're really excited about. You know, our Ascend line, which I just mentioned, is our flagship high-potency line. We currently have 10 strains, and we're about to release 4 brand new strains. We did a lot of R&D and internal research to really identify what are those most sought-after, incredible strains that people in California really want to see on shelves. And so we're excited to launch a few of these in April, you know, strains like Mimosa and Cactus Cooler that we feel like really resonate and have a lot of demand out there. So we're excited to put those out. Another thing we're really excited about is our first ever line of Curvana CBD products. So we're going to have a line of 5 vape pens, 3 of which will be 100% CBD or high CBD products. And we're just thrilled about that. It's something that we really haven't done before, but we're seeing a lot of demand for in the marketplace. There's a lot of excitement around CBD, especially full spectrum CBD. And we're really proud of the products that we're going to put out, and we're excited to see the reception to them. Another update we have coming that I think is really exciting is that, you know, we've kind of reimagined one of our existing lines, which is called K-Pen, and we're updating it to be called Curvana Originals. and it's going to have a renewed focus on terpene-rich content. So it's going to have high terpene content, and we're really going to pay attention to which terpenes are dominant in each strain and the different effects that those will give the cannabis user, and it really optimizes the experience in that way. We're seeing a lot of interest in terpenes and minor cannabinoids recently, and we definitely want to respond to that and put out products that people are going to get excited about and can really, you know, choose what works for them and kind of optimize the experience in that way. So we're excited about that. And then, I mean, we have even more new stuff coming out. We've also reimagined our hardware. So one really cool thing about Curvana is that we design all of our hardware in-house. You know, we have an incredible product development team that designs all of our batteries, all of our cartridges. You know, we do a lot of research and leverage a lot of technological innovation to make sure that we have the best quality hardware on the marketplace that is really custom built to optimize the experience of vaping our oil. And so we've taken what was already an incredible battery and hardware set, and we've reimagined it and updated it. And we're also going to offer a few more options. So we've always had our buttonless batteries, but we're now going to introduce a variable voltage battery as well. And in addition to that, have a line of disposables, which is something that we've never done before. So I know that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Everything's coming out April and May. We've been working on this product release for almost a year now, but we're so excited. We can't wait to see it on shelves, and we can't wait to see, you know, what the state of California and all of these cannabis users think.
That's awesome. That is a whole lot of stuff going on for Curvana.
I know.
This year.
Busy around here these days.
A little bit more focus. I did want to turn to the CBD line. That's something I'm very interested in, which I'm sure the listeners are as
Absolutely.
Well. Can you go into a little more detail about that?
Sure. So we're going to have five strains available. Two of them will be ratios, so a 2-to-1 ratio to each CBD and a 1-to-1 ratio. But three of them, which we're really excited, it's something all new for us. Our full spectrum CBD blends. So we're using full spectrum oil, not isolate, which I think really differentiates our products from a lot of the CBD concentrates that are out there right now. We're using all natural ingredients, no MCT, no glycol cutting agents, no, you know, e-juice, nicotine e-juice, nothing like that. So, you know, it's all natural blends. They're going to be available in a variety of sizes. So half gram carts, full gram carts, and they're also going to be available in disposables. And, you know, we've really optimized these blends of CBD with other minor cannabinoids and terpenes to deliver the ultimate wellness benefits. And the flavors are really, you know, the all natural flavors really reflect that. So we're launching with eucalyptus mint, which is my personal favorite. You know, when you're vaping that, you almost feel like you're in this zen spa-like environment. It's very refreshing and relaxing. We're also launching a lemongrass and cranberry orange, which is a really interesting flavor profile, very zesty, and gives you, you know, a real spark of energy and creativity.
Those all sound delicious.
Super excited. Yeah. And I think, again, like just having a high quality full spectrum CBD vape out there, I think it's going to do really well. And I think people will be really excited to try this.
We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Allison.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Allison Lavera is, you too. Allison Lavera is the head of marketing at Curvana, one of the product lines. And let's talk a little bit more about products, because we have the inventory manager and the chief love officer here, Zach Monday. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I am really good. So tell me, what is a love officer and what do you do at Mercy Wellness?
Well, I have been lucky enough to have been at Mercy just about 7 years, and Mercy Wellness is the first place that I get paid to be at that allows me to be free with who I am and mm-hmm. really, you know, grab hold of what I believe in and what I find truth in. And Brandon Levine took me in and kind of let me just run wild and run free with those beliefs. And, you know, you started seeing changes in the patients. And as we've grown bigger as a company, you try to impart those beliefs in that authenticity onto each person that gets hired in and joins our team. And
sure.
You know, it's outside of Mercy Wellness, you tell people how lucky you are to be at Mercy and how much you love what you do. And a lot of people just kind of blow it off as you trying to blow steam up their butt. But
yeah.
It's real, you know, it's absolutely real.
Sure.
And I wake up and I'm happy to go there every day. And the Circle of Virtues is a team that branched off of the MBR, the Management by Responsibility program that Terry Garrett started us up.
Mm-hmm.
And since day one, I've kind of been at the forefront of carrying that message, and Terry empowered me with this CLO title, the Chief Love Officer, and that really is just the responsibility of showing up and making sure everybody that comes through that place knows exactly what it means to me, and to try to push that belief onto everybody that walks through those doors. So,
sure.
Yeah.
So it's not just this is an idea for guests, but it's for your employees. It's just sort of overall that Mercy Wellness feeling and brand ambassador, but really, really more than that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, starting off with 15 patients coming through our doors when I first started there to where we're at now and growing every day, you know, we're going to try to keep as much of that organic, real love feeling that I had since day one there.
Right.
And, you know, I'm lucky enough to have that responsibility to carry that badge. And that's something that I find a lot of honor and truth in. And I'm proud to be a part of that.
That's excellent. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. This show goes by so fast.
Yes.
But we'll have to have you come back
Please.
In and talk more about the love for Mercy Wellness, because through the whole program, for those of you who have not been in the room, Zach has been very excited about being here, and
very
his
excited.
Energy has just been intense. So
that's what it's about, is
exactly.
the energy.
Exactly. That's fantastic. All right. Well, any questions, you can send them to canihelpyou@mercywellness.com. Thank you to Joe, Zach, Allison, Alexa, Felicia, Colin, all the team here.
Thank you, Michelle.
For
Thank
making
you.
The show happen. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on KS. SRO.
Distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.